A war on single-use plastics has been declared by the new special envoy for the Great Barrier Reef. It's a job that the Prime Minister has given to veteran Liberal MP Warren Entsch, who represents the vast far north Queensland seat of Leichhardt that has the Great Barrier Reef stretching along much of its coastline. He says curbing plastics in our oceans is the main challenge he hopes to address with his new position. Warren Entsch, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Hamish. Nice to be here.
I know you want to make tackling plastic pollution one of your legacy issues. You want a national policy. What exactly is that going to look like? What are you planning to do with this role?
Well, look, it needs to come in several ways. I mean, there's been a real issue along the Barrier Reef for communities along it that rely on it very heavily for their economy. And there has been a concerted campaign by those that have been saying the reef is dead or, save the reef. And, and the reality is the reef has been very, very well managed. I mean, there are challenges, no question about that, and they need to be met. But we are, in fact, the best managers in the world. But one of the challenges we have in our waters, our reefs and our sea, of course, is the plastics that we're seeing, huge volumes of plastics that are accumulating in there. And what I'm hoping to do and what I'm intending to do over the next 3 years is to be able to develop national policies. There's lots of little initiatives that are happening all over the country in recycling, in the way in which we're using these products and the way in which we're recovering them, particularly from beaches, but there's no coordinated effort. And so what I'm trying to do is to be able to get a national policy on this whole issue, where we're looking at, first of all, recovering plastics from our ocean and shoreline environment. Secondly, we need to be able to look at ways in which we can reconstitute those plastics into something that is benign, and possibly something that is useful to be reused with the captured plastics. And third thing that we need to do is to be looking at how this waste is initially created and how we can change our ways of doing this. And you mentioned about single-use plastics, if we can go into biodegradable products, et cetera, look at packaging, okay, et cetera. It's a large issue.
So on that, where do you believe most of these plastics come from? The ones that are washing up on our beaches?
Well, look, I mean, there is certainly an element there that are of our own doing, but there's also huge volumes that are coming from our northern neighbours as they drift down through the currents. And, what I'm trying to do with the reef.
Let's get specific on that, because I know you're on the record talking about this, and I just want to check what you believe the primary source of this pollution washing up on Australian beaches is. Is it from our northern neighbours, or is it actually from Australia?
No, look, it's a combination of both. Huge volumes are coming from our northern neighbours.
But where does the majority come from?
Well, we will determine that as part of developing this policy. I suspect it's coming from the north. That's what I suspect. But we need to look at that. There's certainly...
Are you aware of the evidence to the contrary of that?
No, with the NANA, like I said, we will examine that as we go through this. This is the whole purpose. We've started to investigate this over the next 3 years. We will establish it.
Mr. Entsch, it's just, with respect, it's just that the National Waste and Recycling Industry Association, as well as the Australian Marine Conservation Society, say that the bulk of it comes from Australia.
Well, it may well... Look, there's no doubt that we have, as I said, it comes from two sources. It comes from our own, and it comes from our northern neighbours. We need to be able to remove it. What we need to do is to be able to do a world's best practice in how we deal with these products, as we have done in relation to the management of the reef, so that that's something where we can actually not only educate ourselves and comply ourselves, but actually offer this support to our northern neighbours, so that we can minimise it both on our own backyard and those in our neighbours. I mean, at the end of the day, we can sit back and do absolutely nothing, or we can start talking to, and it's my intention to talk to all of those interests that you have mentioned, and many more. We've got the science in this country, with the AIMS and CSIRO, Geoscience, a whole lot of others here that are very keen to participate. The idea is to capture the knowledge that they have and let's work on ways in which we can harvest it. And we've got to start even looking at the context of our sunscreens.
Okay.
Because even our sunscreens, of course, are certainly a significant contributor for the nanoplastics. Mm. So all of these things need to be looked at as well.
What, in your view, is the greatest or most significant environmental threat to the Great Barrier Reef?
Look, I think that there's a range of threats there. I'm focusing on plastics.
But it's a simple question. What's the greatest threat to the Great Barrier Reef?
I wouldn't say, if you're asking me, is it climate change?
Well, I'm just asking you, what's the greatest threat to the Great Barrier Reef?
Look, there are a number of elements when you're talking about climate change that are going to impact on it. But in my view, Great Barrier, the plastics, the inclusion of plastics, when you're starting to find 40 and 50 kilos of nanoplastics in the guts of whales, we have a serious problem that we need to address.
Sure, I don't think there's... I'm not challenging you on the impact of plastics. I'm just asking you, what's the greatest threat?
We can take a shot. I'm focusing on plastics. I'm sure there will be others that will face other areas. I mean, you've got areas like...
But aren't you the new special envoy for the Great Barrier Reef?
And I've been there for 5 minutes. I'm telling you now that there is, there's a crown of thorns and other types of issues like that. There is issues such as bleaching. There's a whole raft of things out there that need to be dealt with.
Sure, but it's a simple question. What, in your view, is the single greatest environmental threat to the Great Barrier Reef?
We'll find that out as we do. I'm not going to isolate one. I will be going for plastics.
But do you believe that plastics are the greatest threat to the Great Barrier Reef?
They're one of the greatest.
But what is the greatest?
Well, ask me that question when I start to. I'm not going to make uninformed comments on it. I have my own opinions on things that are happening, but let me talk to the experts first, and I'll come back to you and I'll give you a list as per their advice.
So you haven't done any reading about the impact of climate change on the reef?
Well, of course, and I mentioned climate change earlier on, if that's what you're trying to jam me on.
But, well, I'm not trying to jam you on.
With respect, you asked me, I've said to you that I'm focusing on plastics. There are a range of other threats, including the crown of thorns. While it's a natural phenomenon, there's no question about it, that, with the removal of predatory species and a range of other things, there are proliferations of these creatures that needs to be dealt with. We're talking about a range of other issues. Coral bleaching in recent times has caused some major problems in relation to the reef. There are a whole range of other human activities that we need to be looking at as well, and plastics is another one that is certainly part of human activity that is causing a problem. Now, I made a decision. I looked at a young 11-year-old that came up with this no plastic straws, and I thought to myself, here's a kid that's not talking about slogans anymore, she's talking about solutions. Young Molly Steer, and I thought, what an inspirational child. In my view, we need to start looking for solutions. Now, I've made the decision that in the last 3 years, I'm not going to fix all of the problems that are challenges within our environment, but the one that I can fix, I can make a considerable contribution to, is getting a national coordinated policy on plastics. Now, if I do that, and others focus in other areas, it'll actually make a difference.
I know you have a 7 a.m. flight to catch, so we will leave it there. Warren Hench, we always appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you very much indeed.
Warren Hench, federal member for Leichhardt, with his plan for a national policy on plastics.